As it is most days, the salon in the Mint Green building on Mill Street South was a busy place on a recent Tuesday afternoon. The small staff at House of Hair Images, owner Lisa Netto, makeup artist and receptionist Kelsey Lewis, and esthetician Marilyn Mendoza, have a full slate of clients to tend to, after all. They did take a short pause, however, to acknowledge a special milestone. On April 4th, the shop marked 30 years in business. "I can't believe it's been that long," Netto told Flamborough today as she put the finishing touches on a fresh cut and style for client Lindsay Taylor, who's been coming to the salon since it opened, when she was 6. Currently, the shop has 600 clients in its database. They've done countless proms, weddings, and first haircuts over the years. Several clients come in weekly. "It's surprising how many multiple generations we've had," noted Netto. Busy beginnings. When she decided to open her own salon in 1994, Netto was returning to her career. She had previously worked in a couple of shops in Waterdown, before taking time off to start a family. She had 2 young children at the time. Left to right, Kelsey Lewis, Lisa Netto and Marilyn Mendoza keep busy at House of Hair Images. Brenda Jefferies. "My oldest was going to start school full-time, so it felt like it was time," she said, noting her third child came along within 2 years after opening. Netto went into House of Hair Images with a partner, but that didn't work out. And during the first 6 months as she grew her clientele, she also worked part-time across the street at the American House. For Netto, building a business went hand-in-hand with being involved in her community, and she took on several roles. She was chair of the school council, and spearheaded the campaign to get more local schools built, Flamborough Kids Need Flamborough Schools. She also organized youth dances, and became involved in the BIA, and events around town, such as the Victorian Festival. The shop has also been a stopover for several local stylists in need of a chair, and House of Hair Images has been an exam location. Netto has also offered her time as an examiner. "It's like the old saying goes, you want something done, you ask a busy person," she said. "But the community has been very good to me here, and I hope that's because I tried to be also good to my community." An inspiring message on the shop wall at House of Hair Images. Brenda Jefferies. "Of course, there have been difficult times. Netto got the business established and worked for 20 years alongside 2 colleagues, before a wave of personal challenges for all 3 brought a sea change to the salon, around 2016. I had 2 girls who worked here for a very long time and it was great, but like many lives, businesses, something will take a change, and that life-changing moment, you need to change more than just what happens. We all just had this personal growth wave that we all needed to do things," she continued. "Our wave of change for all of us was something we all needed." Several employees have come and gone since then, and Netto appreciates every relationship. "I'm a big believer that as much as I hope that they learn something from me, I feel very blessed that I'm going to learn something from them too, because this industry changes so much all the time." Weathering the pandemic. The next big challenge, of course, was the pandemic. "COVID hurt us really bad," Netto said, referring to the entire industry. "There was a large exit of stylists, and there's not enough coming in." At the shop, adhering to the rules both lost and gained clients. During lockdowns, House of Hair Images customers could have colorizing kits delivered to their homes, complete with reusable implements and packaging, and full instructions. "We navigated it very well for the client and the best we could for us," said Netto. "We managed to get through it and it kept us seeing people." For Netto, that camaraderie is a big part of running a successful salon. "We're more than hairstylists. My clients are more than clients," she said, noting that people who sit in her chair feel comfortable talking and sharing. "I've been able to help other people, and I learn from them and pass it on." Today and tomorrow. Netto works to stay current. She recently became a licensed NVR artist and is completing their hair extension certification program. She is thrilled to see post-secondary institutions now offering hairstyling programs, a move that she hopes will draw more to the industry. As for the present and the future, Netto is taking things as they come. Lewis has been working at House of Hair Images for 12 years. Mendoza, who also does hair, for 14 years. The salon's shop's schedule is usually pretty booked up, but Netto says she's always open to taking on a new opportunity, whether that be adding a stylist or offering space in the sunny shop for a complimentary business. They're working on a new website and are ramping up their social media presence. Most of all, she still loves the downtown Waterdown location and the clients who have been coming to her for years. She loves the creative side of her craft, and the way a great haircut can help people feel good about themselves. It can be stressful, but, honestly, it's the best job in the whole world, she said. I love the people I see every day. I'm happy here, it's where I fit.